Zendaya like you've never seen her before. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could take me for a walk and push me into oncoming traffic. I would say, wow, that was a close one. I still love you. I have siblings on the podcast today. One is a Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter. The other is a video game live streamer. They are best friends, and together they co-host the new podcast, Working On It. It's Megan Trainor and Ryan Trainor.
Yo!
What an intro!
Megan's so much cooler than me. All right.
How are you guys? Thank you so much for doing this.
We're so
thank you for having
good.
Us.
Thank you for having us. We're honored. Your podcast is legendary. You are a legend. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. people keep asking me this, so I just want to talk. Have you ever been on like a dating show? Have either one of you ever like had to go on a date like on camera?
Nah.
Ryan doesn't.
I mean, I've gotten
date.
Reached out by like some shitty reality TV shows. More recently, probably X on the Beach. I think they wanted me on X on the Beach. The Kaplan twins really wanted me to pull up. I'd pull up as.
Yes, we have friends that have been on those shows.
Yeah. So I've dated like Lexi off and on, and she wanted me to like, you wash up ashore and you're like, I'm the ex and I'm pulling up the beach, like something ridiculous.
But no, I never had to do that. I was close though, because I felt like you. I was like, why won't anyone date me? And I would ask him, I was like, am I threatening? Like, do I give off a vibe of like, don't touch me?
Yeah,
don't
I mean,
talk
yeah,
to me?
You're a scary person, dude. And you're intense. You're just a powerful woman.
But I was like, in my prime, like just winning a Grammy and I was like gorgeous as hell. And I was like, I finally know that makeup goes on my eyebrows. Like I'm my prettiest. Like, why doesn't every guy jump on me? I couldn't even get like hookups. Like it
really?
Was, oh my God, it was a long,
I feel like,
well,
you didn't commit to like the apps. I feel like if you did one of the stupid apps.
I was
apps,
on Raya been, and all those apps.
But you didn't really commit to it though, bro.
Because I also like, I got matched up with the hot tub time machine guy.
Oh, I remember, dude. I was
these
hyped.
Are the
I
guys.
Like,
I know,
go.
I love him, but like these are the guys they're matching me with, and I was like, okay, cool.
There's a lot of gentlemen hot tub time machine. You don't have to name names, but that's not your
right?
type.
You know which one. You know what I mean?
I think I do. I did the celebrity dating game, and people keep being like, how was your date? And I was like, do you not know how television works? There was no date.
Yeah. Also, yeah, they're all fake, kind of, you
know?
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
Yeah, but I don't think I could ever do that. Dating, I watched the first season of Are You the One? And then I watched, well, it's not Hotter. What is it? It was like on Netflix where they tricked everyone. They're like, you're gonna have a vacation with a bunch of hotties, and then they're like, actually you can't hook up.
We just started that, remember? The machine, right? It was like, you are not allowed to touch each other. You walked in on me and Daryl watching that,
because
I love garbage like that. I loved it. Oh my God, I loved it. And they were like extra slutty.
I love it too. I love hot idiots.
Yeah, dude. I love them. And I love how they were
God.
They were all being extra whorish too, like they were all getting on top of each other, and I was like, they know the game, they know. And then they're like, what, we're not allowed to touch, you know?
I would be so mad if I was a hot dummy who was like, all right, I'm going to fucking Mexico or wherever, and I'm gonna fuck, and then they're like, actually No, yeah, I would be devastated. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I'd be upset.
So, Megan, you are in a relationship, and Ryan, you are single?
Single, yeah. Yes, okay. I am.
Are you looking to mingle, or are you like on a self-care, self-discovery journey?
Yeah, yeah. I'm on a self-discovery journey because, I mean, for the past decade, I was not. I feel like I never took care of myself once. So now I'm finally like, you know what? Let me figure out my shit first, and then I can go back out there. So this is, yeah. So I'm pretty bored, but I feel better mentally. This is, it's a good 180. I think it was necessary. It's time. I got to grow up. You know, I'm like 28. I'll be 29 December. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to snap into, I got to be an adult.
He's recently sober.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations. I love to hear it.
Love it. And so he like partied all his life and then would like always have hookups and like some would last longer than others. But he's never really had a real relationship since like high school.
Oh. Do you know what you're like looking for?
Nah.
Great question.
Nah, I don't know. Not really.
It's weird too because he sees Daryl and I and we're like, we like breathe in each other's air. Like
I
want to
avoid
close.
That at all. Like,
really?
You guys you guys are maniacs. Like that is not
but
chill for a lot of, it's like way too much. I need my personal space.
Wow.
You guys are
weirdos. You do.
You guys are weirdos, bro.
I tickle him at night.
Wait, Ryan, explain this a little further. What do you mean by weirdos?
They poop together. She's pooping, and Daryl's like, I'm going to go hang out with you now. Even if we're, like, in a green room at a fucking, like, award show. He's like, I'm going to go hang out with you
alone.
While you poop. Bro, you are crazy.
Wait,
people.
Megan, you're taking dumps before award shows in a dress?
Bro, I can't poop in public, so.
Yeah, you do, bro.
I can only poop in public if Daryl's with me and he's blocking the door.
Like, go. Bro, it's weird. It's
we
too
do
much.
Have, and we just got a new house and we did construction. Nobody knows this, but in our bathroom, there was one toilet, and a lot of times in the middle of the night when we're with the baby, like, we got to pee at the same time. So I was like, can we please have two toilets next to each other? So we...
Bro, I'm telling you, it is insanity.
That's an exclusive.
You guys
wait
are a minute.
We got
I'm
two
sorry.
Toilets sitting
Excuse
next to each
me.
Other, and we've only pooped together twice.
You looked at a contractor, another adult in the face,
yes.
And you said... We need a bathroom with two toilets next to each other.
And he
and
laughed
that adult
and
said, okay.
He laughed and thought I was joking. And I was like, no, I'm not joking. And then he did it.
I'm telling you, man, they're at an extreme, which is cool. That's their thing. I just like, nah.
I'm just shook and floored. And both of you are trying to move on rather quick. And I'm still stuck. Are these two said toilets?
No, like next to each, like closer than we are now.
They're fucking right there, dude.
Bop, bop, bop.
Do you use them together?
Often. Yes, we pee at the same time a lot. I can't be near him when he poops because his poops smell foul.
Okay.
And I can't handle it, even if we have poopery. And a lot of times he forgets to do the poopery. But when I'm pooping, I encourage him, come on in. And
you
we're like, look at this one. Yes, because I'm like.
Look at this one.
Because I don't poop. I didn't have a good, like, poop life before.
Okay.
And now we're learning about nutrition, and I'm seeing, like, my poops are, like, great now and healthy and every day.
Okay.
And I'll look at him, and I'll be like, Daryl, do you see this massive thing that came out of me? It took us a while to get there. Like, at first we were.
How long?
A year, you
That's
know.
That's not that long.
What? You are a liar. You are a liar.
No, on tour? Well, because we started dating and I went on tour and I flew him
How
out
did you
and
guys
he was
meet?
With us. We met through Chloe Moretz, an actress. She went on a double date. She set us up and like day six, we were like, I love you.
On day six, you said, I love you.
Yeah.
So walk me through this. So you went on a date. And then how many dates was it to date six?
So we went on a bowling date and we hooked up night one. It was excellent. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, he's in love with me. And then like 2 days after that, we saw each other again with Chloe on another date. And then I was staying at a hotel and he would just come to my hotel like every night.
Oh.
And then by day six, we like knew all about each other. And we went on a date with Chloe. And I went to the bathroom and she tells Daryl, she's like, do you love her? And he's like, yeah, but don't fucking tell her. Like, what are you, 19? And then because she was 19. And then he went to the bathroom and she told me, like, do you love him? And I was like, yeah, but don't say anything. And basically she spoiled it. So then we went back to the hotel and I was like, I know how you feel about me. Just say it. Because I'm 12.
Oh, my God. Six. That's incredible. That's so wild. I mean,
what am I doing wrong?
No,
dude, babe,
they
we're
are
weird.
Special case. Aliens, no, like all, out of this world. None of it makes sense.
All
it's
of our friends are single. All my friends are single, and I'm like the only one with a baby. Like I'm way past everything because I found this person that I'm like, we need to get married because I worship you.
Wow, that's truly incredible. I'm so single, it fucking hurts. I bought a Sibion machine. Do you know what that is?
Hell no, yeah. You don't want to see me? Oh, you ride that thing, girl. Yeah.
Oh, is it, is it like a saddle?
I mean, more or less, it's like this hump, and then a fucking dick sticks out of it, yeah. And then it wiggles around. And it is rather intense. It's a little too much.
I mean, so Howard Stern used to have those things on his show all the time. That's like when I was like 13, I was like trying to stay up late and I was like, I got to see the Sibion rides.
Wait, Howard Stern would put the Sibion rides
on television?
That's
how I first learned about it. I mean, yes and yeah.
Not until like, on radio?
I mean, yeah, but it was filmed. Like, I'm pretty sure Carmen Electra hopped on one of those and it, like, rocked my world.
Jesus.
Like, they would obviously get off before it got out of control, but it would always get pretty close. It would get pretty close.
Boy, oh, boy.
So, yeah, it's quite the machine.
Wow.
It's
never would I thought I would say something was too intense. It's too intense, and it's now just in my closet giggling at me.
No. I do want to tell you that, like, I used to think, too, like, because I was so single that I was like, I'm just going to settle for like a shitty guy and I'll try to fix him. And then I'll always hate these things about him. But there is someone out there for you that like will, I don't know, that will worship the ground, like that will worship you.
You know this? Where?
I know this.
Where?
I don't know where. But I also said to the universe, I was manifesting him, I believe, because I was like, he's being a silly boy. He's just making mistakes somewhere else. Like, I would talk as if he was already here.
Uh-huh.
And then it worked. And everyone told me, like, oh, my God, just stop thinking about it, and then it'll just naturally happen. No. No, ma'am.
Okay.
I begged every day, and I got him.
So you guys are married. Like, you had a wedding
married,
and shit?
Yes, we had a wedding and shit on my birthday, because that's how we do
on
it.
On your birthday? Wow.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, you'll never fucking forget your wedding anniversary.
I'll never fucking forget. There's too many dates I have to remember, so this one's great.
So how long from the first date to marriage?
It's like 2 years, I think.
Oh, okay.
But we were like,
we waited relatively early on.
Oh, yeah. We got engaged like, a year and a half in. I don't know.
Okay.
I was like, how long do I have to wait till everyone doesn't judge us that we're engaged at a younger age? That's how I would beg my mom, like, can he propose to me yet?
And then how long did construction take on your house?
We were in one house and then we bought this one recently in November and then we did construction this whole time and now we're just finally getting in.
Dang, yeah. That's a long fucking time.
That's a long
it's
ass
a mission,
time.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was an old spooky house though, so we had to
clean
it up.
It's taking longer for your house to be finished than it took for you guys to say I love you. And honestly, that's wild.
I mean, it's got those toilets though. Like they're fine.
That's
as long as they got those toilets.
So Ryan sees our relationship and he's like, eesh, that's a lot.
It's too much.
But like there's something for you out there what's the best part about my relationship is that Daryl he cares so much about me, my well-being, my emotional state, my physical, everything. And he just wants to do anything he can to make me better.
Right.
And to make my life easier. And
that's
I don't
really sweet.
You know what I mean? And I was like, Ryan, you could have a soldier, like a partner, like high-fiving you and encouraging you to stay sober.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm just not in a rush. You know, I'm just kind of doing my own thing. I feel like you
and
have this
it's
idea.
It's tough because the first person that comes in, if they're not that, like, bye, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ryan, what's your type? What are you looking for? Because the people will slide into your DMs from this.
Hello.
I hate to tell you. It will happen. It happens to all of my male guests. Ladies, not so much, but, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah, what are you looking for? Who should be sliding?
Nah, I like them all, really. I guess now I'm looking for different things. I guess I kind of liked a party girl. Like, I could do some partying, you know, but not all the time. I think that's changed for me.
Okay.
I gotta like get some outdoor stuff in, you know, okay. Someone, she's gotta like love hike? Dogs. I could do some hikes.
Ugh. Cute.
You don't like to do hikes?
No, I'm not hiking. There's insides for a reason. Also,
okay,
I mean, I guess
okay.
The view is nice, but yeah. I'm not here for a hike.
I have to like find some sober hobbies. Heat. Like I'm trying to get back into surfing. Like a surfer babe could be that could be dope.
Okay. That could be dope. She might have a six pack, but we're into it.
Yeah, you want her to have a six pack because then she's got a strong core.
That's a little too aggressive. I don't know if I'm into the six packs.
You're not into the six pack?
No.
Come on.
I mean, I don't even have a six pack.
I pictured like a blonde, like sand girl, covered in sand with a six pack.
No, dog. No.
I love it. Just covered in sand at all times. It's like, are you well? Do you shower?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all over the place, though. I don't know. Again, focused on myself. I gotta
figure out.
It's
hard, too, because dating out here in California, what I've seen, it's like all the girls, even his age, you're 28 now. They're like, let's go to this club and like see Wiz Khalifa or like.
I mean, there's definitely some girls that are like lost in that, like they're still doing that shit, like going to the TikTok parties and shit. And I'm like, yo, you're almost 30. Like, what are you doing? But there's obviously some women out there that don't do that. I just got to get out there and like try and like find them. But right now, I'm just really not. I'm just like, I'm training for the New York City Marathon. All I do is run and game. Pretty much, that's
okay.
It. Like, I'm just running.
From his demons.
Yep.
Why run?
Okay.
She's like,
seems exhausting because it's what, 26 miles?
I hate it.
26 miles. Yeah. Running's been the best thing for me. Again, yeah. Like Megan said, I'm running from demons. I'm running from like all my stress. You know, like it clears my mind. I do feel better, but I also feel exhausted. Like this past week, I've been like pretty much a dead man because I ran 17 miles last Saturday. I definitely feel that. I'm like,
but it's been so good because him and my younger brother, they'll stay up all night long and then they'll sleep in all day because they have nothing to do.
I mean,
right?
we did that a lot during
now
quarantine.
Yeah, quarantine. So now he's like getting up at 8 or 5 a.m. even to run.
Yeah, like 5 a.m. Yeah. No thanks.
And like we're up with the baby, so we're like, howdy neighbor, like like somebody else.
How old is your baby?
My baby is 7 months now.
Wow. So still a baby.
Still
Has
a baby.
Having a baby changed your relationship at all?
Kind of. For a minute, I didn't feel sexy at all. We talked about this. We're a very open family. Because I got a C-section. So I have all my stretch marks going one way and the C-section going the other way. Mm-hmm. And he's like, your body's perfect. And I'm like, but I see it. You know, like, I don't want to see it. I don't feel sexy. I go into PTSD moments of like, she's still inside me, you know, like,
oh
yeah. So I had a weird place with trying to feel sexy again with my husband and trying to like not cry, you know, while he's like, take your clothes off.
Sure. I get it. It's tough. Babies change your whole fucking life and your body.
It's so sad, bro.
It's so sad. It's hard. I was just chopped open, man.
Yeah, I can't.
And it's
can't
also
imagine.
You're like changing poopy diapers and you're not thinking like, oh my God, I can't wait to bone after this. Like, it's just not there.
But I mean, changing poopy diapers to me sounds like that would put you in the mood. Y'all like to shit together, so, you know, a little foreplay, change a poopy diaper, take a dump, and fuck.
And I understand that, yeah. Yeah,
so
no.
So you said you were on Raya, and you didn't,
yes, I was.
You know, meet anyone there. Were you on any other apps?
Yeah, I think I did Bumble. And
oh,
I,
yeah,
you know what my
Bumble.
Problem was? I, like, would text them or talk to people and match with people, and it'd be me, like, and I was just way too scared to meet him in person. I was like, ooh, you're going to murder me, you know?
Yeah, true. Like, you don't know about
like,
these
I don't
online
know.
Situations.
And I don't want to be like, you want to go to the movies with me and my bros?
Like, yeah, that's the thing.
In a safe place.
Whoever we're dating, like, they're immersed into the Trainer family, including my mom and my dad. They're over all the time.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I've had even, like, you know, a one-night stand, and all of a sudden, my dad barges in through the door. I'm like, yo, GT, someone's
yeah,
here.
Yeah, no,
go,
for sure.
And I don't even know her name,
bedroom?
And I'm like, this is my
You've
dad.
Been in the
yeah.
Room and your dad has come
yes.
into your bedroom.
He barges, you know, he had like a house project. He's the house manager pretty much, right? He's always working on something. He's retired, and I'm like, like, yo, dad, no, and he can't hear me because he's kind of deaf. So then I'm like, oh, so this is my dad, Gary.
Yeah, there's plenty of one night stands where they walk out the room and my mom is there, and you're like, hey, this is my mom, and they're like, ooh.
It's so
just
tall.
Holding their extensions.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a full blown nightmare. Yeah. What a wild fucking nightmare. I'd be like, this is no, thank you.
Yeah. So it's tough. You know, that's definitely an element in the whole dating process.
Yeah, and it's all of us. It's not even like when I had Daryl come in, I was like, all right, you're going to, like, literally day four, I think, he met my entire family because it was 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a party, and he came over, and I texted him, like, never mind. And he's like, I'm already here. And he met my cousins, my uncle, my aunt.
On the fourth day you knew this man, you were like, I need you to meet my whole extended family and celebrate America.
And he still wanted me.
Yeah, man, that's fucking love. You love to see it.
We just did everything right away.
I mean, I've been trying to have a hot girl summer, but honestly, the Delta variant and people being a little scared has curtailed that.
Yeah.
It's been a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
But I did hook up with this one dude, and I accidentally punched him right in the face, so I don't know if it's going to work out.
Why'd you punch him?
I mean, not on purpose. We were, like, hooking up, and I was trying to move, and I guess my hands were in fists. I just connected with his face, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he was like, hey, you know, it's all right. And I was like, I don't know if it's all right. I don't know if you come back from that.
I don't know if it's all right.
Imagine if he was just like, hit me again.
Yeah. That would have been interesting. I'd be like,
spice it up.
Maybe this is something new for me. I'm going to read you this profile that I found that I was like, yikes, it's not good out here.
Yeah,
it's
let me
bad.
See what you're working with, because I'm on zero apps, and I've been
also,
thinking, I'm like, do
are
I
you
just
in California?
Get on one of these?
Yeah, I'm in LA.
Yeah, it's the worst,
it's a tough
worst
city.
Place to date.
Yeah, it really fucking sucks. Okay, so this person, oh wait, shit.
Our younger brother is on all those.
Oh, he is? How old is he?
He's 25 now?
I think he's 25, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
Is he single as well?
Yeah, he lives with us, but he does these Bumble apps, and then he'll meet one girl, and they're like talking right now, but they've never met, and he's like, I'm off the grid.
Yeah,
you're taken.
You're using it wrong. I was like, just keep on swiping.
No, yeah, you gotta go out with people. I've decided if people do not ask me out, within the second interaction, I unmatch them. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Right. Fucking, let's go out and meet. I can't learn to like you.
They talk to each other and they go, okay, we're going to watch this movie. Ready? 1, 2, 3, press play. And they sit at home.
Yeah,
that's how people date now.
I don't know.
That's crazy. I'm vaccinated. So I go out into the world and I meet people.
Yes,
I found
vaccinated.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. This person, he's 8 miles away from me. He said, okay, so he wants a BDSM connection. He's a dom. He wants a sub. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then he said, if you're vanilla, I would be interested in a hookup or friends with benefits situation only if you think you can keep up or rock my world. I doubt it, though. And I was like,
what the fuck?
I doubt it, though.
This what
who
happens
is,
on this?
Like,
who is this
raised
on?
Him? You know what I mean?
This truly, I was like, this is nuts. Like, why are you already doubting me? I could maybe I'm the one, but now I'm thinking I'm not because you're doubting me. This was on Tinder. Tinder's truly the wild, wild west.
Dude, that sounds like a Craigslist, like looking for a sex hookup. That doesn't sound like a Tinder.
I mean, it makes sense that it's on Tinder.
I guess. I didn't know it was getting rowdy like that. That's
oh,
insane.
Yeah. Tinder's, I say, the most rowdy of the apps.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
Anyone, if they sign up on Tinder nowadays, is it like, we just here to fuck?
I mean, that's what I think of as Tinder. I feel like Tinder's, let's fuck. Bumble is like, I guess, a relationship. I don't know. I don't do Bumble. I'm very bad at it.
Because I also heard that you can find friends on Bumble, too.
Yeah, I know girls out here that were like, we all met from Bumble.
We met
on
friends.
Like,
that's so sweet and
how
sad.
How does this work
and I
out?
Love that.
And I'm not here to make friends. That's the one thing from reality show that I'm taking with me on these fucking apps. I'm not fucking here to make friends, okay?
Yes.
I have enough. Hinge, I think, is also relationship-y.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Cupid, I dabble. I don't really fuck with that too much. But yeah, these fucking apps suck. It sucks dating here. I hate it.
I think I'm all set. I might just wait for those DMs you were talking about. We'll see. Yeah, maybe something.
Yeah,
in that.
Maybe his love of his life is going to DM him today.
Yeah. So if you're going to DM Ryan, you got to be a surfer. You got to have maybe a 3-pack, not a full 6-pack. You
got to
be covered in sand, a little tan, and then you have to, you know, be like, hey, let's go on a hike. So that's your intro.
Yes,
that's your
and
opening.
And you have to impress the entire family.
Yeah,
then you have to meet the entire trainer family.
Yeah, accepted.
Easy peasy, dude. No problem.
Megan, I have a question. How did you get into music?
Oh, forever, always. My dad's very musical, and he would wake us up. He was like a music teacher on Nantucket Island where we grew up, and he also played the organ at the church. So I was surrounded by it, and like in the mornings, I had a keyboard that he got me, and he would come in and play music and be like, "Rise and shine," and I'd be like, "Jesus," every day. So
wow.
I just at a young age was writing my own songs and playing all the instruments because my dad would help me.
Okay, Ryan, are you musical at all?
He tried.
No, I think I
He tried.
I tried every instrument imaginable, and I just go, I'm not a pro, I quit. Yeah, I would just quit.
He was a drummer, a guitar player, a trumpet. He was like, I hate this.
Maybe I had ADD. I have no idea. Yeah, I was just like, I'm done, and move on to the next thing.
Can you sing?
If Megan will use me for like background vocals or something.
Yes,
or
he's a great background
singer. If she needs like
singer.
A male vocal to cut a song, if she's in the room and trains me how to sing the notes and
like,
just like,
it's right
yeah,
here.
You're going to sing it right here.
I can like record it.
Oh.
So
no.
No.
No, but yes.
Yes. I physically can. I just need your help.
Yes.
All right, real quick, let's take a break. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Wow! Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And away back. So tell me what your podcast is about.
It's called Working On It, because I wrote a song on my last album, Treat Myself. It's called Working On It, and it's about like how when you receive compliments, like my first reaction is like, ew, stop. Like, no, I'm not pretty. Stop. Shut up. You know?
What?
And I'm like, no, I'm going to work on hearing that compliment and go, thank you.
Wait, Megan, like, why? What? Why do you go, ew? Because, like, okay, so I just went to the Emmys. Thank you so much. Lost to RuPaul. Thank you so much. But I got to wear this, like, stunning Christian Siriano dress. Yes. It was this, like, lovely purple. Hell like, my
yes,
whole
ma'am.
Team, like, fucking crushed
He's
it.
He's the best.
But people on the carpet were like, you look beautiful. And I was like, I know. And they were like, oh. And then, but, like, start again. I was like, you don't think I looked in the fucking mirror before I left?
Yes.
I look fucking stunning. Why are you shocked that I love this?
Yes.
So I don't get you being like, ew, gross with a compliment.
Well, I have to start saying out loud more stuff like that. Like, I was on Ellen the other day and she's like, you look amazing. And I said, yes, I know. Thank you.
Yeah, she's switching
you know?
It up.
I had, because I get it from my mom. She talks very poorly about herself, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're like, let's take a picture, she's like, I'll break the camera. Like, it's out loud, horrific
oh,
things.
No.
So that's where I picked it up from, I think. And I've been trying to train myself. Like, it's okay. Let's be nicer to ourselves. So I wrote a song working on it. And we were like, our podcast, what's it going to be about? Like, we want to help people, but also, like, shoot the shit and help each other.
So it's kind of a
win-win. So we're like, we're working on, like, being a mom. And he's working on sobriety.
Yeah.
Happened at great timing for us. And then, like, that was excellent. Thank you for going sober. And each week is, like, a new thing. We're doing working on nutrition, working on.
Okay.
Yeah, like, we'll hit a bunch of different topics and then have people, you know, fans get involved.
Yep. And working on living with siblings, we just did with our little bro, and we just you can see the dynamic.
So all of you live together?
Yes, ma'am.
So this is what
we've always lived together, and anywhere I go, I force them to come with me.
Wait, do your parents don't live with you though?
They live they used to live 4 minutes away, but now we moved to another house, so they're like 20 minutes away.
But they're over every single day.
But mama here at 8 a.m. because we need a babysitter.
Like, my dad was sitting on the couch with me the other day. We were watching something. He's like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. I guess I'll go do something. All right, I'll catch you later, man.
Our parents are 20 years apart. So my dad is like 75. My mom's 55. So she's like young. She like walked here, you know, it took 2 hours. And my dad is like, it's 4 p.m. We need dinner, Kelly. You know?
Me and my sister were close, but I don't think we could ever like live together. We're two very different people. So did you guys go to college or anything?
There was one year where he tried. A few years, yes.
Yeah, I did. I put in 3 years.
Oh, wow. It always feels like two.
You went to Nashville.
I went to Nashville. He went to Florida, and our younger brother went to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that was like the worst time for me because I missed them, and I was just like being a songwriter and just writing all about that bass. And then when that started popping off, I was like, I have to go move to California and I need you to come with me. So drop out of school and be my bro.
Yeah, and I was just like, all right, fuck it. Let's see what happens.
I love it. I mean, you were in Florida, right? Or no, the other brother was
in Florida? I was in Tampa, Florida. I was like, I don't need to go back.
Fuck Florida.
I think this LA thing might work out, so.
Yeah, no offense to Florida. Actually, take all offense. Yeah, get out.
Get the fuck out.
I mean, how is this a big house? I don't want to be rude.
No,
I'm like, are you like on top of one?
Yeah,
like,
it's a good house.
We used to have another house where they were like on the other side of it. So it was a very great layout.
It's hard for
us to find houses that like are that work like that. Yeah. So looking around for houses, because I have a baby. So I wanted my baby to have a bedroom, not in between the boys. Because in the last house, it was literally in between their rooms. So in this new house, it's a nice big house with extra bedrooms for when I have all the other kids. And then downstairs, my younger brother is in there right next to the kitchen. And Ryan got the apartment over the garage. So
ADU, an alternate dwelling unit.
Yeah.
This is his lair that we're in right now.
I love this.
Don't have to leave.
He's like an adult and he's like in his own place, but I'm like, don't leave.
Okay, so this is hypothetical. Say Ryan and then this younger unnamed brother get partners. Is everyone gonna be in the same house? Would you move out? Tell me about this.
I would like them to stay, but that's why we have to like the gals, you know.
I'm trying to pull Daryl and find me a rich pop star. And I move in with her. It's a pretty good gig. I feel like he figured it out. Why can't I do that?
Why can't it be you? Of course, my younger brother has like randomly said sometimes like I don't want to buy property in California because it's so expensive. Like I want to go to another state in the middle of nowhere and then just buy a great property. And I was like, but I'll never see you.
Mm-hmm.
So that scares me. But I think I'll trap him here forever. I think I'll have Ryan.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to have to cross that road until you arrive at that location destination.
I think I'm stuck here for at least 5 years because we made a deal during quarantine. I gotta move. Like, I don't want to do this quarantine thing. I think I was like one of those people. Like, fuck it, I'll move to Texas. Like a lunatic. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, "Yo, I'll buy you this PC if you stay for 5 years." I was like, "All
right,
bet."
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Fuck you, bro. You're stuck here.
Yeah, we're locked.
I bought him these expensive ass computers.
Yeah, she got me this dope gaming PC, a stream PC, so I could do the YouTube gaming thing.
I tattooed that on myself.
I have to put in 5 years. That's the minimum.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. She can buy time. Can she buy your affection? I'm kidding. That's a terrible question. What an awful question to ask somebody.
I love it.
It's real. It works. So.
Megan, here's a question. So, like, you, all about that bass was, like, huge. And it was, like, for me, it seemed like overnight. I don't know how much work, like, and back work went into it, and maybe it wasn't overnight
it
for you.
It was, like, overnight.
Was that wild?
Well, like, everyone has their, I know, their own take on overnight. Because, sure, I was working and doing songwriting for my whole life, but I was also 19. Like, I was still a baby. But the song blew up. It felt like overnight, like really fast. And it was because of Facebook. I'm pretty sure it was because mom's on Facebook. Like, you got to hear this one. And then it went everywhere. And I was like, oh, Christ. I didn't even know how the music industry worked. Like, I didn't know charts and all that. Like, I wasn't that heavy into it. So I learned as it was hitting me. They're like, you're number one here. And I was like, oh, fantastic. I'm like, what does that mean? So it all happened really fast. And they were like, just hold on tight. And that's what I did.
Was it tough to, like, because I feel like, as soon as you're in the public eye, people have opinions and they're like, they want to hear my opinions. And I can say, I don't. But like, how did you deal with that? How did you deal with like people's comments and shit on like Instagram and like Twitter and shit?
My mommy deleted a lot of mean Twitter comments before I could see them.
I love that. I love that for you.
It was so nice. She saved me. And I didn't go looking for
him. Yeah, I feel like you never really read those comments.
I never do. And I know my safe places. I know Instagram, all my comments are going to be nice. I know YouTube, they're not going to be, so I don't look. except for our podcast. Comment below.
Yeah, we read those.
But my TikTok ones are always nice. Like, I know where the safe places are. I know Twitter. I don't got to be fucking on there.
Nah, Twitter's
crazy. I
got to
be looking in there.
They mean on Twitter. Yeah. I can't figure out TikTok. I'm like, thinking of a whole video is not for me. I can't do it.
Oh,
it's
making too much. A video takes me an hour or 2 hours.
Too much.
So
it's too much.
But I'm on it all day, every day. Like, when I poop, I need it.
I love how that is where it's all just gonna keep coming back to you. You should.
I poop now. Because it's a blessing. I'm so happy I could poop.
And when you say now, was there a time where you weren't pooping?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I would poop like once every 3 days. Yeah, could you imagine?
Aren't you?
I think she was just super stressed out. I think she's just in a constant state.
I thought that was normal. I was like, a poop is like a fun thing that happens once in a while, right? No, I didn't know it was like every day, multiple times a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wild. Do either of you have like dating advice for me?
Oh man, I'm dating the advice. Last guy to give advice, but let me think of something.
No.
Yeah, it's tough in this city, I guess.
Oh, I
feel
I know,
like you're pretty good at reading through bullshit. As long as you can avoid the bullshit.
I call them red flags.
Yeah.
You see a few red flags, cut it. Don't waste your time. You know what I mean? Like, if I was dating someone, I'd be like, these are a lot of red flags. Like, see ya. It's not going to happen. Because I know I wanted to be married with babies. So if I met someone, too, that I'm like, can I see us having kids? Can I see you being my guy for the rest of my life? I knew that with Daryl, and I was like, I got to lock this in.
What are some dating red flags?
Like, if they're mean to you, you know?
Okay. You said that first, and I'm like, that is the simplest thing.
Yeah.
I think back to some dudes I've dated, and I'm like, you are straight up just like mean to me. And
you know
I'd be like,
what I mean?
Yep, okay, I'll take it.
Dude.
But it's like, you can't.
I went out there to the world too, and I was like, I just want a nice guy. And like, Daryl was the first guy in my entire existence that was still does, opens the car door for me. Like, that kind of shit where you can't get that anywhere else. Like, he makes my breakfast in bed every day. I know that sounds fucking bullshit, but I'm a princess.
That's nice. What do you get fed?
He makes me this special oatmeal that I've been losing weight with, and it's yummy, and he puts frozen berries in it, so it's like cold and chunky and amazing, and chia seeds and stuff. He helps me poop. And then he makes my coffee with my protein in it.
And more, yep, that helps you poop. Yes, I see a theme here.
Yes.
It's a simple theme. I like to see when I'm on a date, I like to see how they react to like the wait staff, servers, and the people around. I mean, I used to wait tables. And you get to see like people at their true core in that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, just you're you. And if they don't fuck with any part of you, you just fuck them. Like, that's it.
Also, you have to know how special you are, too. Mm-hmm. Because like Like, I know, I'm fully aware of how amazing my family is. So when I was bringing someone in, if they don't fuck with my family, I'm like, this will never work. Mm-hmm. For example, my mom went to a restaurant with you and you like hooked up with a server once.
No, I never did.
Oh,
it was just my class. It was my go-to breakfast spot, dude.
Why'd she hug her?
She panicked. She thought that I just like had, I'm friendly. So I made friends with like the waitress that worked there. It wasn't like anything crazy. I was just like, oh yeah. This is Nicole. She's going to take care of us today. Like just being nice. My parents are like visiting and my mom gets up and she's like, it's so nice to meet you. I'm Kelly. I was like, mom. I don't know her.
When you come in to date Ryan,
that's very
know that
funny.
You're going to get the greatest mom.
I was crying laughing. My mom was like, we need to leave now.
She just like, she's the nicest
this woman
being ever.
Like, I just came to work. I'm just trying to bring you fucking eggs and this woman is hugging me. That's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever I bring in, my mom's going to
awesome
love the shit
are,
out of you.
I know how awesome your family is. And like when that person comes in, if they don't get that, it's like goodbye.
Yeah, I guess so. I love how tight knit your family is. This is so foreign to me.
Really?
Yeah, I told you, dude, we're weird. Yeah.
Oh. I think it's weird. I was talking to them on our episode. I was like, I couldn't imagine life with them in a different place. I could imagine being those siblings that's like, see you at Christmas, you know?
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, that's what I say. I'm like, see you next year. It's been real. What a lovely week. It's so funny. Oh, shit. I had a question. I can't remember it. That's the ADD. Ooh, I'll read you another profile. Just so you know what's out there, Ryan. Just so you can see the craziness.
Yeah, I love this.
Okay. This person said, real profile, please read. 6'1", dark, black, American, intelligent, hung, horny,
wow,
handsome. We'll share more. Man, interested in an attractive, cool woman. I'm easygoing, charismatic, and hope you could feel my vibe and play with my big black cock this summer and beyond. Be ready to be a slut for me.
Holy shit.
Is that
these
Tinder
are real
too?
Humans.
That is Tinder as well.
Dude.
Wow. Yeah, people be wild.
That hookup that you had where you punched him in the face, was that from Tinder?
I don't remember what app that was from. That was a little bit ago.
That is so funny. Hug. You know. I mean, I don't know. Hit him up. See if he's anything like that Sibian you got there. Could be a good compare and contrast.
Yeah. It sounds like a crazy ride.
Yeah, it sounds intense.
Maybe I will. I'll be like, I can handle your big black cock. I just can't, like, what a wild thing to, like, type out and then reread and go, send.
Yeah.
Like, that's so crazy to me.
He's just like, tight. Yeah, I'm gonna let them all know.
Let them know. Bizarre.
Wow.
Okay, real quick, we gotta take a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, so your social battery right now, is it drained? Is it bursting with energy? Like, what's going on? And like, why is it at these levels? Maybe it's not enough boundaries. Maybe you're less social, at this time of the year. And it's easy to ignore these things and spreading ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings and stuff. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's important because finding a therapist is a little bit like dating. You're not going to click with everybody. So if you don't think they're for you, don't give up. Just try again. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dateme. 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel, the science-based language learning app that actually works. Babbel's
Quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Guess what? I love to travel. And honestly, traveling is better when you can speak the local language. So, ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying, me encanta papi. I think I said, I love you, daddy. Anyway, people just treat you better when you speak their language. Plus, it's nice not having to consult language apps while on vacation because I'm having fun in the sun. Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get 55% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've been on like a good amount of dates this year since like April or whatever. And it's not been easy. It's been.
How do you date and like, do you message them like, hey, are you vaccinated? Or like, are you good? Like, have you been around anyone with COVID? Like, how do you approach that?
Well, a lot of them have like a little vaccinated thing. So like, I really won't talk to you unless your profile says vaccinated.
Oh, cool.
Although mine doesn't. So I should probably change that.
Yeah,
and like, could they lie? Could they pop that on there? Like,
I guess they could. But I feel like after you talk to someone enough, you kind of get what their actual vibe is with science and stuff. But also, I get tested 3 times a week.
Same.
And then I'm working on this other show, so now I'm getting tested. I don't know. There's always someone up my nose with a fucking Q-tip, and it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hot take. I'm like over the pandemic. I'm done. Yeah. We've done it for too long.
Yeah, I feel that. I've maxed out.
Yeah. Was quarantine fun for you guys since like you like being near each other, or did you get into like fights?
Well, for me, it was fun. I made a baby and like did all that. So that was like a thing I've always wanted to do. But for him,
I should have ended up in a mental house.
He collapsed. He is sober now because of that. It just like escalated it.
My drinking escalated. Yeah, big time. I lost it because I'm kind of a social. I guess I was a social guy. Maybe that's changed. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I kind of, I panicked.
The booze didn't make you as fun as you are. You know that. It's a real moment.
Yeah. I don't know. But I was used to moving around. We were flying back and forth from London to LA. Mm-hmm. I was like meeting new people, hanging around and just like, I don't know, living. And then we were stuck. Beautiful house, of course, like spoiled. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're stuck in one place long enough. Depends on the person, I guess.
And because
but
I was
snapped.
Pregnant, they were really good to me. My bros didn't go out and see a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he went out, he quarantined in his room for 2 weeks. Like, and
we would put
food outside his door.
That was after a year and some months.
Mm-hmm.
It took that long for me to be. It was pretty much until I was vaxxed. Mm-hmm. That's when I first left.
But he
left
hit like his final rock bottom in his bedroom at the last house.
Yeah.
He fell down on his face.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's like intense. I mean, it is like it was an intense time where you like had too much time, I think, to be introspective and make know choices. Like I drank a lot during the pandemic. I was like, ooh, I guess a bottle of wine a day is healthy. And then it got to a point where I was like, no, it's not. Like you can't wake up at noon hungover every day and then try to like slog through fucking life. So maybe be like start roller skating or something.
Yeah
it was fucking tough.
Yeah,
it was tough.
Good now, though. Just figured it out.
Yes.
Figured it out.
New house, new you.
There we go.
New house, new you. New year, new you. I love it. New level of the pandemic, new you.
Yeah. 2022.
So over it, though. The Delta, the this, the that. It's getting out of control. It's like a new way of life.
Yeah, I feel like every day they're like, there's another variant. And I'm like, let's stop announcing it. Let's just assume. Let's just assume that it's getting worse and mutating or whatever.
I want it to end, and I want to be a survivor. Like, oh, I never got it, you know? Because we never have. None of our family members think fuck. But, like, I want to be like, I'm a survivor. I didn't do it. I didn't get it.
I mean, there was like, what, the Spanish flu in like 1912 or whatever? I feel like we never really heard about it. And now I know why. I don't fucking want to talk about this after it's all said and done.
This gets put away forever.
Truly, just locked in a fucking vault. And we're like, that was that. We don't open that fucking vault. It's done. It's good. Throw it into the fucking ocean. Goodbye. Put it with the Titanic.
Oh, man. Yeah, it does make dating extremely hard. I mean, I feel like I've just been like too afraid to try. I'm like, it seems like too much. I'm just going to fucking do my own thing. It's that's probably half of it.
Yeah, like my brother, why he's like watching movies with his girl that he dates through the phone, because I told him like she's unvaxxed, man. Like you can't really see her, or like if you do, like I can't see you for 2 weeks. Like you can't be here. So he's
maybe
like
he
trying to plan
find
it out.
Somebody who is vaccinated.
He don't get it. He don't get it. He's not. You know, he's never been on social media.
There's so many
he's
swipes.
Like the only human being I know that doesn't have Instagram, doesn't have Facebook, doesn't have TikTok.
Oh,
nothing.
And he's 25.
Yeah, he's a little caveman. He stays in his room. You know.
Wow.
But
he does some shit.
How does he like waste time? Does he read books and stuff?
He'll make some music. He does stuff.
Yeah, he's my engineer, so anytime I need to record something, he hooks it up.
Yeah.
But he also plays
talents.
Video games with Ryan. And
I think I'm trying to find him like a gig at a game design company, something like that, because he's really good at sound design.
If you know any video game companies, let us know.
I truly can't even think of one. I was like, Grand Theft Auto? That's the name of the game.
Just a game.
That's just a game. It's not a company at all. I'm deeply envious of your brother not being on social. I was like, the other day I was like, I can't wait to get off fucking social media.
Yeah. It's cool, but it also makes different humans. Like, he thinks...
Yeah.
Like dating for him on these apps, he's telling these people his whole life. Mm. And I'm like, you haven't met them.
You don't have to
you do don't
that
know
yet.
If they're
you
like
could,
evil.
You should probably
you know?
Wait that out, you know?
Yeah. So it makes your brain different. You don't know how to like be protective right away.
Mm-hmm. I'm worried about him dating someone who's unvaxxed and he's vaccinated because it already means that you have like very different views on science.
I know. But I think it was one of those like she hasn't got around to it.
Oh. How
who
wild.
Knows?
Oh, yeah, I'll get to it. I'll just let the global pandemic rage on with people dying, but I'll get to it.
The day we could, we were like, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait
the
for that
day
booster.
I could, I went and the did day. It. And then made a fucking dick appointment for 2 weeks after my second shot because I was like, it'll be in the body. I'll be the safest. I mean, I don't know. It's just funny talking to people who don't like it. And I'm like, guys, you didn't have polio or measles or mumps and shit. That's a vaccine that's in you currently.
We already have a bunch.
We don't have to talk about that shit. Let's talk about titties. No, I'm kidding.
Should we go back to pooping?
Mine are so small.
Yeah, let's go back to shitting. I'm still floored that a contractor said
you
yes.
You poop every day, like multiple times
what do
you a
mean,
day.
Make whatever you want.
I know they'll make whatever you want, but do you know that Instagram account Zillow Gone Wild?
No, what is this, bro?
So do I need to follow it?
Just the most insane houses. And when you try to sell yours, they'll be there. They'll have a nice picture of your
my double toilet.
I mean, are they both white or is one like...
Yeah, one's like the fancy, like it'll sing to you and heat up your toilet seat. It's like Japanese, you know, like it's a square. That was like a present I got him for his birthday. And then the other one's like a Toto, just regular.
This is really nuts how this runs deep in your relationship. You gifted your husband a toilet.
It was his birthday, and I was let's get a toilet that hugs us. It's love, man.
Is she just teaching us something? Maybe a couple that shits together stays together? Is that how this works?
Uh-huh.
Maybe the next person I go on a couple dates with, I'm like, do you want to come over and take a dump with me?
That's another weird thing. Our bro, like, and he's never like dated people till he's 25. And this girl was at my house and he was like, I'm going to go poop, like right in front of her. And I was like, you going to tell her that? And he's like, yeah, we poop. It's fine. And I was like, this is like day two of knowing her. You're just like, I'm going to poop. So.
Well, I guess if you date online, you can just be like, oh, I got to go dump. And you're like, oh, OK, yeah, I'll just be here waiting for you to come back and text me or whatever.
This was another girl who was in person.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay. Maybe like, this is just a family theme. The trainers love to shit.
No, I can't poop in public.
Ryan's like, no.
I'm a shy pooper.
Nah, every girl I've been involved with, I was like, I don't even think they fart, bro. I don't think they
Well, we have come to the end. I ask all my guests this. Oh, shit, I forgot to ask my guests earlier. Whatever. I ask most of my guests this. Sometimes I forget because life is tough, and I wrapped yesterday at 5 a.m. Anyway.
Jesus.
Would you date me? Would either of you date me?
Oh, I would date you so hard.
I think you're fantastic. I'm a big fan.
You're a good time.
I love it, but that wasn't like a blast. Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
I can read between the lines and it's okay.
Yeah, what
I don't
was yours?
Mind, I got one yes. Do you guys have anything you want to promote?
Just our Working On It podcast.
Yeah, Working On It pod.
Working On It pod on all socials. It's just me and my bros just talking it out. But my big bro.
And then my Instagram.
Oh, yes, Ryan.
Yes, tell them your Instagram so they can get to it.
Ryan.trainer, more importantly, link in my bio takes you to my Only Boston fans. Children's Hospital.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Fundraiser for the New York City Marathon.
Yes, yes,
this
marathon
November
running.
7th. Should I start an OnlyFans?
You should.
Yeah, start an OnlyFans. It's a great way to supplement your income.
Yes, you can make bank.
Well, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it, you can subscribe. You can give me, like, I don't know, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If you write me something nasty, I will read it. This person said, I want to take you to a plant store and find the rarest, most succulent, then turn you upside down and pot it in your pussy. You'll stay upside down for the rest of your life. Getting a tingle every time I spritz the succulent or turn on a plant grow warm light to warm your clit and the pretty pink aloe sprouting inches away. After years of successful growth, your roots will become so strong, I'll use the biggest one to fuck us both at the same time. Your root would then go straight through my body, killing me. Instantly, I'd appear as a ghost briefly to sensually whisper, thanks for being a breath of fresh air. And then I'd turn into a puff of smoke and fly into your quote-unquote pot, only to be released as a queef a few years later when a couple of white kids dig you up like a Jumanji board game. This was the most detailed, weirdest Dude. Fucking one I've gotten in a very long time.
That was creative.
That was an A++++ yeah. on creative writing.
Might be your soulmate.
That is your soulmate. I'm
Maybe,
locked in.
But I'm upset I have to stay upside down for so many years.
Yeah, it sounds exhausting.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
This
we
is
love
the most
you.
Fun.
You're the best.
Aw, thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by... Oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.